94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network. This is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
Their families, and it might just open a dialogue that helps, you know, make things more inclusive for everyone.
Look, it has, and look, I'm still involved in local footy as well, and I've seen a change over 20, 30 years on this particular issue. The change is real, it's at grassroots level, it's a cultural change that doesn't just belong to the TV screens and the radio show tonight. It's actually very real across the whole spectrum of sporting organisations, as it is in the wider community, and there will be those that will resist that sort of change, but there's always going to be that in all walks of life, but I think that history's on our side.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel, as someone prominent in the media in this space, that you've got a responsibility to, you know, be an ally to the LGBTI community and help, you know, everyone be inclusive in this sporting?
What I do feel is that I have to stand up for what I believe in when I hear the sort of attitudes that were expressed there. That it's not okay to sit silent when you hear someone speak in derogatory tones or use language which is offensive or, you know, speak down to people, because the standard you walk past is the standard you accept. And sometimes it comes at a cost. It certainly did for me last year when I stuck my neck out over the last couple of years on the Adam Goods issue. I copped a lot of heat for that, but I'm quite proud that I did. And, you know, sometimes you just have to own what you believe rather than sit silent.
Absolutely. And set that example, too, that, you know, this is the right way to behave and that's the wrong way to behave, and, you know, you're not going to sit back and watch it.
Yeah, I mean, my response to someone like Tom Elliott, too, is, well, we'd love not to have these games. You know, if homophobia and racism and all those kind of things weren't an issue at the football, then it wouldn't be something that we...
And I've spoken to a number of the guys who did play in an era. Russell Green, for example. I don't know if you've had Russell on tonight.
No, we've had his daughter, Angie.
Yeah, Angie, who does amazing work, and her brother is a gay man, and Russell, as a footballer, was one of the hardest, toughest men that ever trod that field, and he is very supportive of tonight, and, you know, he's working very hard in that area now, because he sort of thinks back to the sort of things he would say as a player in the 80s and 70s, and the sort of language that was used, and the sort of judgments that were made about people, that he now, like, he's frozen to the core that he would use that sort of language. He's come on that journey. And he's a man of a certain generation where I think, you know, that's increasingly happening. But for younger people, for my kids, it's just what's the issue?
Yeah, that's right. What are you going on about?
There won't be coming out even.
You are what you are.
My 14-year-old daughter just goes...
Yeah, that's right.
What is?
Well, that's where we'd love to get to, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's happening.
Yeah. And look, my concern is too with supporters, because you often still hear homophobic language in when you're at the football. I hear it occasionally as well. I've heard the word woman being as an insult to the players, as if that being a woman makes you weak or something like that.
But I think it's less and less.
Yeah, that's right. The ship is steering, and I think that's a good thing, and that's what we're here to celebrate tonight. So.
And I think that's important, that people feel comfortable coming to the game. You know, I think sometimes as people that haven't had that experience, it's easy for me to just say, well, I can go to the game and I don't, you know, have to hear all these things or, you know, be affected by them. But I think there's other people that haven't had that experience and haven't been able to bring their kids or all those sorts of things. So I think it's about making it that really comfortable space for everyone.
Just being an inclusive community, that's the promise of the sport, and it's time we lived it a bit better than we have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time, Francis.
Great
it's
to meet
been
you.
Great to have you.
Enjoy
on
the rest of the
Thank
broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Go Saints.
Go Saints.
Everyone seems to be Go Saints tonight.
Okay, that was Francis Leach from SEN.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.